Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And you know what, my friends, crime does not pay. Or maybe it does, because these films have just taught me how to rob a bank and I'm totally going to do it now. Oh, shame that they got banned along the way, but still, let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 movies that were banned for telling you how to commit a crime. Number 8, Animal Cruelty, The Abyss. James Cameron's The Abyss features a memorable scene where Hippie's pet rat is submerged in liquid oxygen, whereby it's demonstrated that the rodent can survive immersed in the liquid because of the oxygen content, despite Hippie's protests. The scene was nevertheless cut out of the UK version of the film due to the British Board of Film Classification having strict rules against depicting the crime of animal cruelty in films, because we are a nation of animal lovers after all. Though this rule is typically reserved for egregious instances such as Cannibal Holocaust, where real animals were killed on screen without necessity, in the case of The Abyss, it was deemed that an impressionable person would watch this scene and then try and imitate it by drowning their own pet rodent. The scene isn't particularly pleasant at all, considering how anxious the rat seems, and it goes on for a solid minute of full lingering glances at the rodent scrambling around the confined liquid space, but even so, the BBFC were rather erring on the side of caution here. Number 7. Burglary, Refifi. Jules Desson's 1955 crime masterpiece Refifi is often held to feature the greatest heist sequence in cinema history, a half-hour set piece shot in almost complete silence, with no music or dialogue as the central characters carry out the robbery of a jewelry store. Desson shot the sequence with uncommon attention to detail, enough so that the film actually ended up being banned in numerous territories for how thoroughly it laid out the particulars of committing an actual robbery. In Mexico, the Interior Ministry banned the film due to a series of burglaries which were said to have imitated it, while in Finland it was also banned for its depiction of safe-cracking, though this was ultimately lifted 5 years later, presumably after it had no impact on the incidents of safe robberies. Number 6. Arson, Woody Woodpecker. Now don't feel too bad if you somehow missed the release of the 2017 live-action animation hybrid Woody Woodpecker movie, because it was widely panned by critics. But not for just being terrible, because amongst other things, it was bizarrely mean-spirited and carried a not-so-kid-friendly tone. One of the film's primary villains is Vanessa, who, with her partner Lance, plans to build a luxurious home in the woods with little care for the wildlife already living there. And so, Woody launches a scheme to stop them, which in one scene sees the woodpecker tamper with the gas supply to their RV, eventually causing it to explode with Vanessa inside. Now, because this is a cartoonish movie, of course, Vanessa doesn't have any lasting damage beyond comically singed hair. But given that the scene lingers on Woody messing with the RV's stove, the BBFC evidently felt that it constituted dangerous, imitable behavior to children or other parties. The fact that the scene doesn't show any realistic consequences from blowing up an RV likely impacted their decision, resulting in 58 seconds being cut from the film's UK release. But bizarrely, the film where Woody electrocutes Lance was not cut. Weird. Number 5. Carjacking, RoboCop 2. The BBFC is back again and put the scissors this time to RoboCop 2 during its original theatrical release, making 9 cuts of violence amounting to 31 seconds and removing a further 4 seconds for the subsequent VHS release. In this case, the objectionable content was taken from the film's opening scene, where a criminal is shown breaking into a car by sliding a blade beneath the window and triggering the unlocking mechanism. Given that the demonstrated method is relatively legitimate, as car thieves will often use a thin metal rod called a Slim Jim to reach the mechanism, the BBFC felt that depicting it could result in a wave of car thefts across the UK. This isn't to forget the scene's context within the movie itself, though, being part of a satirical faux commercial for a fictional anti-carjacker device called the Magnavolt, which shocks car thieves to death. Number 4. Train Surfing, Thomas and the Magic Railroad. Nobody but the most hardcore Thomas the Tank Engine fanatics will ever remember Thomas and the Magic Railroad, the 2000 big screen adventure starring, bizarrely enough, Alec Baldwin Goodwin, Peter Fonda, and Mara Wilson. In addition to being thoroughly savaged by critics, the film had one sequence edited when it later premiered on the Australian TV channel Playhouse Disney. In one mid-film sequence, the character Junior is shown train surfing, that is, riding on top of a train for kicks, atop the train Diesel 10. In addition to being highly dangerous, train surfing is also extremely illegal in most countries, prompting Disney Australia to cut the moment out entirely. Granted, Junior is also shown using a windmill to catapult himself through the air to land on top of the Diesel 10, so it's hardly a thing that you can replicate easily, even though it definitely could encourage youngsters to trespass on train yards all the same. Number 3. Obstruction of Traffic – The Program. The 1993 sports drama The Program was initially released with an infamous scene in which one of the principal characters, Joe, lays down in the middle of the road and reads from Sports Illustrated magazine while cars pass by him on either side, prompting several of his friends to join in. Unfortunately, the scene was imitated with disastrous consequences by two sets of American teenagers. In one case, an 18-year-old named Michael Schingeldecker was run over by a pickup truck and killed while copying the stunt, and another, a 17-year-old called Michael Macias, was put in intensive care after being hit by a car while mimicking this scene. Between the harmful potential and the fact that obstructing traffic will in the very least get you arrested in real life, Buena Vista decided to cut the scene from almost all home video versions, save only for the Hong Kong Laserdisc and Australian DVD releases. Number 2. Breaking and Entering – Terminator 2 – Judgment Day. So James Cameron caught the ire of the BBFC this time for a seemingly more innocuous scene from Terminator 2 – Judgment Day, where Sarah Connor fashions a lockpick out of a hair clip and uses it to unlock both her restraints and the door sealing her in at the state hospital. Cameron lingers on Connor as she picks the door lock, which has an added air of authenticity given that Linda Hamilton actually learned to pick locks prior to shooting the scene. As Cameron himself explains on the film's DVD commentary, the BBFC's original 15-rated VHS release actually cuts 8 seconds of footage showing Sarah picking the lock out of concern that it would inspire mischievous viewers to try it for themselves. Thankfully, all future home video releases restored the footage, presumably given that British home invasions didn't suddenly spike in the wake of T2's release. And number 1. Government Insurrection – The Testament of Dr. Mabuse. Fritz Lang's 1933 crime thriller The Testament of Dr. Mabuse is focused on the titular criminal mastermind who, while incarcerated in an asylum, writes a megalomaniacal manifesto promoting crime and terrorism, which is then enacted by his supporters on the outside. It's generally accepted that Lang was using Mabuse as a proxy for the Nazi agenda, with the Doctor's insane creed even paraphrasing Hitler's 1925 book Mein Kampf in parts. So much so that the German Minister of Propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, swiftly banned the film. Given that the film is focused on a small group led by Inspector Lohmann fighting back against Mabuse's tyrannical plans, Goebbels' official reason for the ban was because it showed an extremely dedicated group of people are perfectly capable of overthrowing any state with violence, and therefore presented criminal acts so detailed and fascinating that they might tempt copycats. Basically, Goebbels was terrified that the film's anti-authoritarian overtones would inspire an insurrection, which one way or another, even if it is against the Nazi regime, is technically a crime, and so went about burying it as aggressively as possible. Still didn't turn out well for you though, mate, did it?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.